Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think we're sounding okay, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Hello. Happy Tuesday. This is Nunu, and welcome to Broken Oath Radio Show. The song we were just listening to was Mary McLaughlin, and the song was called Kwane Namara. So, we're going to be talking about help and water-powered vehicles. So, are we going to start talking about that now, or did you want to talk about that?
We'll talk about that in a bit. Yeah, okay. What's been going on this week, you know? Get some news in a minute, but one of the things I wanted to mention, which I mentioned to you, which I thought was really strange, is the fact that, you know, it's still quite warm at the moment, and the night time's been pretty warm. And the fact that I woke up icy cold, like freezing cold to the point where it was hitting my muscles, and it felt like it was to the bone because it was that cold. I had to get my covers around me, and I couldn't get warm enough. It was really strange because, like I said, it wasn't even that cold. It was nowhere near. It's like I'd been left outside in the cold or something to sleep. So I imagine it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. But I was also dreaming. I was dreaming that I was really cold. I was outside walking or something somewhere, and I had like a thin jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was that cold that it woke me up out of the dream. So I don't know any explanation to that, unless it was the dream playing tricks on my mind to make me think I was absolutely freezing cold.
Or I had turned the air conditioner down to 60.
That's right.
And I could see my breath. No, seriously, though.
The only other thing is if there was some sort of presence in the room.
Right.
Well, I haven't experienced anything like that before. You know, being that cold when it's not cold. It was quite warm, actually. So, it's strange. Also, I plan to start seriously a workout plan, high life workout plan, by Brandon Carter next week. Not that I'm trying to plug his stuff in case anybody thinks I'm trying to get his product sold. But he is quite funny, and he's to the point. And in fact, I like him even more now because actually he's done a song called Blood Money, which is all right, but the lyrics are what would really fit in with this show, you know. But anyway, I'm going to start that. I've read through the... when you buy it, it's not that expensive. When you buy it, you know, like a fitter health manual thing, and I think the whole thing was probably about 25 pages I had to read through.
Right.
Made sense. And I'm going to start probably next week. One of the things he does is when you're exercising is don't count reps, don't count repetitions, do them to failure. So say you're doing some press-ups, you do these until you actually couldn't do any more. It's a bit dangerous doing the press-ups because, you know, a few times... What's that noise? Is there music going on somewhere? Oh, right. Sorry. If you do press-ups to failure, a lot of time, you know, it's you can collapse and end up falling on your face or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, what you do is, if you really want to know, you can find out his information, but you do that to failure, and then you stop for 30 seconds, and then you do another set to failure, and then you stop for 30 seconds, and then do another set till failure. And I haven't started the proper routine yet. I've got all the videos and information there that I need to start with, but I'm just waiting for a couple of things to arrive. But I did my normal routine that I've been doing to failure. I'll tell you what, I'm aching today. Did it yesterday and I did it this morning. Yesterday was so hard, I just collapsed on the floor, sweating, and I couldn't move. But the problem you get, I find, with exercising, when you're in control of yourself without doing the failure, is I found that, you know, I'd be doing like, okay, I'm going to do 20 of these, 20 of them, 15 of these. And your body gets used to it. And I do try to increase the amount, but I can't do anymore. You know, it's just like, I count the reps. I just don't feel like doing it first thing in the morning. But I suppose there's two things which work better. Is the fact that, well, I was only doing one set. I wasn't resting and going back and doing more, really.
Right.
As such. Which is a good thing to start off with, because you're going to squeeze out a few more than if you rest for 30 seconds and go back into it. And the other thing is doing it to failure. Because if you're doing it to failure, you're doing it to the point where your body can't do anymore. And then doing it again and again. And so if you're counting reps, you tend to stop there.
Right.
But if you keep doing it and you get stronger, you're just going to keep doing it. It's going to increase naturally. So also, what I picked up some resistance bands, which are very good. I haven't used them. I did give them a go this weekend, but I'm waiting until I start this the program next week to start using them properly with the program. And also, I decided to get some more hemp protein. You can get hemp protein, actually, but it's whey protein is the word I was looking for. Because I used to take something called BSN. If anybody's interested in this, everybody's probably falling asleep now. BSN Synthesis, which sounds like some crazy chemical-filled protein, which probably was. But what I liked about it is, well, it tasted awesome. It's vanilla. You get like cookies and cream and all these flavors.
It probably has real cookies and cream jam-packed in there.
I haven't tried that one. Actually, I tried the vanilla, but it tastes really nice. It's like vanilla milkshake. They say mix it with water, which I think tastes horrible. Mix it with milk, which is extra protein again. And I did notice a bit of a difference. It wasn't until I stopped using it a couple of years ago that, you know, I thought, you know, oh, actually, I wasn't sure. I thought, you know, it was actually making a bit of a difference. You can use it as meal replacements if you want, but, I mean, it's supposed to be on 6 meals a day. And
right.
That isn't, you know, going to work out for me. I'd be able to cook a meal in the middle of the morning, cooking up some chicken and some rice at 10 o'clock in the morning at work.
Like, what is the Hobbit's second breakfast?
That's it. 11.
The 11th.
So I'll be having hemp protein, whey protein shake. But I did my research into, you're going to end up putting, this is the title of the show, instead of hemp vehicles, I'm talking about this. I did research into, it took me ages to find one, but I was looking into more natural whey protein powders. And I stuck with the BSN Synthesis 6. It was the best one I could find a couple of years ago because it said no aspartame on it. none of this and that, you know, and it sounded pretty good. It's used by the UFC. UFC use it. But I was doing some research and essentially got, I think it's got sucralose in it and acesulfame potassium, which is pretty much the same thing as aspartame. It's got something else. I was like, oh. I had this massive tub of it as well. It was like five pound tub of it. It was huge. It was like a drum. I did the whole thing. But anyway, so eventually, if anybody's interested in looking for it, I found something called Reflex Whey Protein. And the Reflex Whey Protein doesn't have any artificial sweeteners in it, like sucralose and you know, a lot. I was trying to find all the stevia in it, because stevia is a natural sweetener. Nothing wrong with that. But I couldn't find it, so I found this Reflex one, which somebody commented tastes like cement. I don't know if they've been trying cement at some point, but I'm not sure what that tastes like. But the other thing is that some people say it's not very sweet, which of course you'd find if there wasn't any added sweetener to it. Somebody added honey to it to make it taste better, and there's somebody who's added actual stevia to it. So I was going to get a big tub of it because it's more cost effective. But I thought, well, what if it's really horrible? So I just got myself a smaller tub for about £17, which should last me. It's 36 servings of it, so it should last me about a month. But it took a lot of time to find one without any, you know, rubbish in it.
Right.
Because they all have it in, or if they say it's aspartame free, it's got something else in it, like sucralose,
right,
which is just as bad for you. It's under another name. So
I remember the ingredients I was reading to you yesterday, or that stuff I was reading to you yesterday, when I was looking at that special, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's right in the name. Like, it's right in the name that it has it in it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. They didn't even want to hide anything there, did they?
No, they're just going to talk all about it.
I did have some creatine as well, which came free with some protein shakes I was taking. I started off some cheap ones, and horrible. It's supposed to be vanilla, but it tasted more like cheese. Creatine, and I was like, what's this? Anyway, I took it, and it made
cheese
me feel
flavored.
Like...
They should just advertise it as cheese flavor.
Yeah, well, it is a byproduct of cheese at the end of the day, but I where was I? I had this creatine. I didn't even know what it was, but I tried some anyway. I felt like I was overdosed on crack or something. I don't know what it's supposed to make you feel like that, but...
Yeah, it's supposed to make you feel like a powerhouse.
It made me feel ill.
Yeah,
I believe it's supposed to... Cause I was talking to... I was at the pub with these other guys.
Right.
About, because they were... worked out a lot, and they had all this gym equipment and things I'd never even heard of before. It reminded me of, you know, Dolph Lundgren's and Rocky, and he's got all this high-tech equipment, and he's doing all weird stuff
right.
with it. Anyway, and apparently, they're saying creatine actually retains water in the muscles to make you look more ripped.
Right.
Which I thought was a bit of a stupid idea, really. I may as well just go and get some implants. Some pec implants, like some guys get. It's just.
It's supposed to help with your physical performance. I know that back in the day when I gave a crap about drug testing, you know, they were saying that there were certain things that would cause somebody to fail a drug test, and creatine, I believe, was one of them, because, you know, like, they'll ask you, are you doing any sort of special weight training, because there's certain things that will, you know, make your test look weird. And that's one of them. But I, you know.
Well, what was recommended was to take was green tea tablets.
Right, for
like
energy.
Extra vitamins in them. And that's supposed to give you the energy. So maybe I'll get some of them.
Well, what I got, just to try out, and you'll probably find something wrong with it. I knew I should have said something to you about it first.
You're saying I find something wrong with everything that you choose?
Like I said, what I ended up finding was... It's Ultra Mega Energy and Metabolist.
Sounds ultra mega super freaky quadruple aspartame.
I know. No, it doesn't. It's actually just tablets, and it's there's tons and tons of awesome stuff in it, but it does have caffeine in it. But I was reading the stuff that people were saying, and you know, there were some people that said it gave them energy, and some people that said that they've been taking them for years, and they never really felt the pump,
right,
or whatever. So. So
I just realized, I hope we can hear you. Your mic's like all the way up near your eye.
Well, here it is.
Well, it sounded like, oh, let me listen back to explicit like we're talking to myself. Oh, you are a bit quiet, but now
okay.
You should be louder.
Okay, all right.
Everybody's listening to your eyebrow. but there you go, if anybody's looking for, you know, more natural whey protein without having to do all the research that I did, Reflex whey protein, check that out, and don't take creatine, it makes you feel like crap. And so yeah, I'll get into plan next week and let you know how I get over the course of the next few months. There was one other thing I was going to say initially, before we move on to the news. Oh yeah, you can get hemp protein as well. So if anybody's a vegan or whatever, you know, maybe they should look into that. It's a shame because I was looking around for samples, you know, a sample sachet of this Reflex stuff, but can't really get any anywhere. So it's either you get like take a risk and buy a giant tub, or you pay more for less.
Right.
You know what I mean? But anyway, there you go. Right. What?
I was saying yay.
Okay.
Our lines are open if anybody wants to give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. And today's topics are, hemp and water vehicles, which we really haven't started talking about yet. We're also doing simple sample readings, so if anybody wants to give it a go, give us a call.
Okay. I'll cover a couple of news items here, then we'll take a break and we'll get back onto it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. A British company is opening a gay retirement village in the south of France, leaving the region's mayor flabbergasted. Vez Basti gave planning permission for the building of 107 eco-friendly homes of Salers de Orde earlier this year. But he has only just discovered that development near Perpignan will be France's first rainbow retirement centre. And it's hardly surprising the developers admitted they made the decision on Monday as an experiment because they were on the verge of closing the project down completely.
What?
In France, it is against the law for homes to be marked solely as a specific sexual orientation, but the developers, Village Group, made it clear that gay people will be particularly welcome. Mr. Basti said when he was asked for approval, he was shown pictures of heterosexual couples at another Village Group project designed for over 50s seeking a healthy lifestyle. Why show photos of heterosexual couples? Is this swaying your decision? What do you think about this? He said he had no idea that the company would be aiming the development called Le Village.
Like he couldn't tell from that?
Yeah. Le Village Canal du Midi. And worth more than £20 million, predominantly in the gay community. I'm flabbergasted, said Mr. Basti. I have absolutely no idea about this. What will be the effect on the image of the town? Gay marriage was legalized in France in May, but there have been mass demonstrations against the move. Conservative groups, including the Roman Catholic Church, have called for an end to the promotion of homosexual lifestyles. The online brochure for the village displays a picture of the Canal du Midi with a rainbow flag the symbol of gay liberation. Its website describes development as a private oasis for the plus 50 gay and lesbian community who want an active and healthy lifestyle in warm, friendly and healthy climate in southern France. The starting price of houses which are not yet built is £206,000, and service charges are about £60 a week. It goes on, but...
They should have called it La Village Calhoun.
Or The Village People.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, I don't mean...
I'm mad that the rainbow is tarnished for... I'm just kidding. I've heard people say, you're tarnishing the rainbow. No. Seriously, though, I mean, if people... They need to be safe. Everybody needs to be safe in their own special way.
But, you know, if they want to be treated equally, they shouldn't be cornered off and all go and live in a village together. You know what I mean?
No, it's true. I was just thinking about it. It's like black people separating themselves from everybody, and you know, it's just, you know, separating yourself creates. Well, I guess it just depends on the people, though.
But why would it makes you wonder why would people would want to go and do that unless they want
to separate them off? Actually,
yeah, separate themselves off and count themselves different, or they just. Some reason they feel more comfortable around people
that are
themselves, but then again, that's
so stereotypical because there are people that are homosexual that are just they're just people, you know, and
yeah.
So I mean it's but I was wondering if maybe it was something that might be dangerous to actually have all the gay people in one place because anybody who wants to hurt them knows where to find them.
Unless, you know, they think they can have one big orgy in the village or something, but I'm not saying that's what... I'm not saying that's, you know, but, you know, if they want to do that, but, you know, it's up to them. I ain't got a problem with gay couples. It just seems strange that there's a village specifically for them. Maybe they're rounding them up.
That's what I was saying. They're rounding them up and they're going to have them all in these gay camps. And then they're going to try to turn them straight with the Bible.
Yeah. And they'll be rounding up the black people into a village and then all the white people and then ginger people. And
ginger people of all backgrounds.
Yeah, and they have to separate them into sexual orientation.
And everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's something that might be awesome for some people, but then it also sounds like it's just, you know, it could go either way. It could go either way. It could be bi in the way that it's... The way that it's handled. That was inappropriate, sorry.
Okay, I'll read this and then we'll...
Okay.
A man has developed a rare condition that causes him to experience orgasmic sensations when he hears the James Bond theme music. It's only this... He didn't laugh. It is the only second known case of the patient developing symptom...
What?
Hold on a minute.
You got to think about what you're saying before you say it.
Synesthesia after a stroke. The neurological condition causes a stimulation of a sense, such as hearing music, to lead to automatic involuntary experiences in a different sense, such as seeing colors or tasting a flavor. After a stroke in 2007, the unnamed 50... Why is he unnamed? 45-year-old man from Toronto noticed the words printed in a particular shade of blue disgusted him, according to a report by National Post. He then became aware that the sound of the high-pitched voices and brass instruments, specifically the themes from James Bond films, triggered out-of-body orgasmic sensations and blue flashes of light in his vision. He said he felt as if he could ride the music. The Toronto St. Michael's Hospital patient specifically recalled the moment when he watched the Beijing Olympics. He said when a woman sang it at the opening ceremony, it triggered an overwhelming and frightening reaction. He said, I had a sensation of entering the TV and entering the stadium, and I was floating above the crowd. I could feel the heat and humidity coming off the people. I could feel it on my skin. It scared the hell out of me, I thought. This is how you lose your mind? I was convinced I was going to go crazy. He was eventually referred to some doctor, I'm not going to bother reading his name, it's crazy, a behavioral neurologist who instantly diagnosed him with synesthesia, which is a condition in which one sense is simultaneously perceived as another. A person tastes sounds or feels colours. Around 4% of the people are thought to have the condition, which is 8 times more common in women. There are no dangerous side effects to having the condition.
Wow, that would be crazy to have synesthesia. Can you imagine that, to taste sounds and hear color?
Other symptoms exhibited by the man include an insatiable hunger for raspberries because they taste of a certain shade of blue.
I don't know. That's just blowing my mind.
But there was. I remember watching a program about somebody who could taste words, and there was like one certain word that tasted like earwax, and they couldn't tell them what it was because obviously, you know, someone would probably keep saying it.
They won't say what it was, or you won't say what it was.
No, they wouldn't say what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do a song if you come back and cover some more Hughes and Hemp Car.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back. And you know, we do have some people in the queue, but we're gonna listen to a song, so just kinda relax and we'll see what's going on with our callers. But this is Broken Earth Radio. If you wanna call to talk about topic, we are going to be talking about hemp cars and water cars, water-powered cars, that sort of thing. But other than that, our number is 347-215-8421, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Welcome back.
So, we'll take your call in a moment. But before we do, here's an article from Natural News. Forget gun control. That's old news. The city of Oakland, California, now wants to ban any object that could be used as a tool of vandalism, including hammers, wrenches, slingshots, shields, and presumably anything else with a blunt edge, such as a garden rake or sticks. It's all part of Oakland's response to recent protests in which angry mobs of people caused significant damage to local businesses because angry mobs tend to loot and burn their own neighborhoods first. I think they might have been sarcastic. Oakland City Council is considering a proposed ordinance that would criminalize the possession of everyday objects, including objects of professional tradesmen such as hammers, large screwdrivers, walking canes, and mechanics tools. The city claims these objects will be illegal to possess during a protest, but a protest can be defined as two people standing around or walking down the street or even just talking loudly. There is no official definition of a protest, meaning the police can invoke the ordinance any time they wish. That's how these laws always go. They get interpreted and deployed far beyond their original intent, which is completely true.
And it's completely ludicrous. Can you imagine a bunch of day workers sitting in front of, you know, some place to be picked up, just a bunch of people standing around waiting to see if somebody wants to, you know, day labor, you know, like day labor. But anyway, and a bunch of them getting arrested. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Well, it continues and says, in a local CBS story, Oakland Councilman Noel Gallo attempted to explain why he wanted to criminalize hammers by saying, the Oakland Police Department needs additional tools to help protect life and property in our city. The word tools might have been a poor choice, of course, since the proposed ordinance would outlaw nearly all common tools, include plumbers, wrenches, and even video tripods used by journalists. Mm-hmm. The proposed banning of shields is especially interesting, given that more protesters are routinely harmed by Oakland police than by other protesters. A message from the Oakland City Council is you are not allowed to protect yourselves from police. it's true, though. I mean, it's so shit. I'm not even going to go there. You must allow yourself to be openly shot, punched, or sprayed with pepper spray, or else you'll be arrested and then punched and pepper sprayed while in handcuffs. Yes, that is true. Natural News wonders if Oaklands will soon ban rocks, bottles, and fists. Oh, that's funny, banning fists.
They're going to ban words. And you can't even say anything. Oh,
such devices are also known to inflict damage during protests. Perhaps Noel Gallo will request that all protests have their hands chopped off, so they cannot hold shields nor wield weapons of destruction such as hammers and wrenches. That would create the perfect utopia for control-freak government worshippers who want the police to have military weapons and armored vehicles, while the people have all their arms and hands chopped off so they cannot literally bear arms. It's funny. It continues. We're reading more because it's funny, but it's true, and it's not really funny. Boy, you know what I mean? It's just ludicrous. But imagine somebody walking down the street, some bloke has got a cane, and he's trying to get home.
And then another guy, well, actually, because it has to be it has to be a riot or it has to be a mob. Two old men with a cane are walking home and they get arrested.
They get home and he gets taken off and pepper sprayed and handcuffed. And...
because there are literally, there really would be people that would just do that because they just are power hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, they just, there just would be.
Well, there was the case of a few years ago now. I haven't got the details with me on names or location. It was in this country. I think it was London. Because I didn't know I was going to talk about it. So anyway, there was some riots or whatever going on, and protests. And there was some bloke trying to get home. He was just trying to make his way home through these. And he was walking with his hands in his pockets, slowly just trying to make his way home, a middle-aged man. And the police come up and pushed him from behind while he's had his hands in his pockets. And he fell over and he had a heart attack and died not long after that. And all he was doing was trying to get home. And they pushed him over. As I've said before, police brutality is one of the most annoying things. So it really does annoy me because if the police attack you, you can't do anything about it.
No, you can't.
You just have to lay there and get beaten.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you really do. You really
but
do.
If you do fight back, it's just going to make things work first for yourself. And I've seen them making up stories, you know?
I mean, I've seen them make up stories with people that maybe were drunk and talking too much. When they take them into night court, they say every single cop would bring people in and say, "Oh, this person spit on me. Oh, they spit on me. Oh,
yeah.
They spit." And it's something that you can't prove, and it's something that could happen, but not everybody is spitting on everybody. Because honestly, this is just me, but I've never even thought about spitting on a person.
No, I mean, the first thing that would come to mind, if I was annoyed with somebody, it would be a fist to the face. Not spitting. I mean, what if you get it wrong, you know? You only get one shot, and that's it, it's all down your chin. It's like a fool, shriveling.
I think I would take a dirty baby diaper, like, because I have a pocket full of those, and just, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, let's bring it down. Let's take a call.
Yeah, I could talk about that for hours.
I know you can, but let's bring it down and we're gonna take the caller at 973.
Hey, yeah.
973. This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're good. Good. Share with us what's on your mind today.
I'm trying to. Oh, I want to know if I'm going to be able to get my financial situation in order to be able to buy this house for my family.
Why don't we try something that's a little bit more simple and just look to see when you'll be able to get a house for your family. That's going to be simpler, okay? And I realize that there is a method.
Thing is, I have a house.
Right.
There's several different properties that's like just hanging because my mother passed away. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out every angle on what I could do so that everything isn't lost.
Okay. We're trying to keep it simple, okay? Because remember, what you're kind of asking for is a real reading.
Okay. Sorry.
So what would your simple question be?
Well, family relationships.
That's okay. All right. What would you like to know, sweetheart, really? Because, like I said, this is a sample reading because this is free.
Okay, well, what
so
is it?
What
is it that... What? Just tell me what Spirit says, then.
Okay. Well, you just want... It's not a question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh. Normally when people call, they want to know, you know, if they'll be married at a certain point, or they want to know when they'll get a job. And you're
asking... Am I going to get my inheritance by December?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
Hold on just a moment, my dear. Hold on just a moment. Thank you. Okay, let's see what's going on with you. Your mother passed, and you're looking for your gift. Okay, perfect. So it actually looks like, from what I'm seeing, you should be getting money in the month of October.
Money in the month of October.
In the month of October is where it looks like everything really starts coming together for you financially. And kind of looks like it's going to be around the fourth week. That's when you're going to start seeing your progress and you're going to start seeing information. There's also money coming at that point in the month of October. Okay?
Okay.
So things are going to start getting cleaned up probably around... It starts in October, but I'm seeing probably around the second or third week of November, everything's going to be straight. Okay?
Okay, my love.
But it does look like everything's going to come together for you. It's just, like, what, probate and some other things that you need to kind of get handled.
It's been tough.
Yeah.
In, like, 2 years, just constant and not knowing, and it's just getting bad by the day, you know?
Right. I understand. I do. Okay, but you just hang in there. You hang in there. And everything's going to come together. Everything's going to come together, okay? But just remember, you can only do so much with so much. And you also have to remember that, you know, when it comes to, you know, whatever the method to this madness is, you know, if it's probate, because probate is usually like, what, 90 days? And then everything gets kind of dulled out. So
it's been like 2 years, 2 years.
It's been 2 years?
Extenuating legal fees and in limbo.
Yeah.
And not having, you know, any concrete. And it's crazy. It's hard on all of us, you know.
Yeah. Well, everything is going to come together, dear. Everything's coming together. And like I said, it looks like around October and going into mid-November is where everything is going to get straightened out. And please let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Because
you know what? It doesn't look like it would be negative, though, does it? Like, I don't want anything that's going to be a burden and, you know.
Right. I understand. I really do, because if I understand that if something is just too heavy, we just can't carry it anymore. You know, we just can't hang on to things if it's just going to wear us down. But it really does look like that's when you're going to start seeing having your answers. And then, I mean, there is money. There's money that's going to come to you. So,
right.
Okay,
you.
Dear.
Thank
All
you,
right,
love.
Hang in there.
Okay,
right.
I will.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, really, a lot to say on the police brutality thing, but I don't think we should continue with that. Stop that.
Okay.
Try not to say anymore. here we go. Happy story. A Chinese man has been left with horrific burns after he fainted and fell onto the scorching ground, which started to melt his skin.
Really?
These pictures show... No, man.
How is that a happy story?
Well, no, I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Much of China is in the grip of a summer heat wave with temperature... This is the same article, by the way, just in case it's changed. Much of China is in the grip of a summer heat wave with temperatures reaching 42 degrees C in some parts of the country. It was that hot when I was in Spain, you know, and it is freaking warm. And it's been so hot that people have been seeing grilling shrimp on manhole covers. While there have been reports of eggs hatching without incubators, and a highway billboard has mysteriously caught fire by itself. The heat wave, the worst in at least 140 years in some parts, has left dozens of people dead and pushed thermometers above 40 degrees C, which is 104 Fahrenheit,
right, in
at least 40 cities and countries. Mostly in the south and east of the country, authorities declared the heat level 2 weather emergency for the first time. The category is usually reserved for typhoons and flooding. Outside a shopping center in the financial hub of Shanghai, not Shanghai, 17-year-old student Zhu Sichen said, "It is just hot."
It's just hot.
Life in the
it's
food
so
store.
Hot.
Thanks for that, Zhu Sichen. Her friend, Xi Shai Li.
Say his friend.
His friend, also 17, complained that her mobile phone had turned into a grenade.
Are you kidding
me? These people die. I'm so worried that the phone will explode while I'm using it. I think literally they chose the best two people to interview there. I mean, it's probably. I mean.
I remember having a phone for so long. Remember that phone I had?
So long. It was not something in the article.
Remember that phone that I had? But anyway, the battery started to expand and it was swelling.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's how I remember that.
And so, I mean, I can understand how somebody could think that a phone could turn into a grenade.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not turning into a grenade, I should say. It had the possibility of exploding. It actually turned into a grenade in the hands, and somebody saying, "It's just hot."
It's so hot. It sounds like the B-52s. It's so hot.
Tell me about what you think about the weather over here at the moment. You know, what do you think? It's hot.
It's just hot.
Maybe that was the edited version, because I got interviewed one day by D106.3 about smoking. And they gave him like quite a big statement about, you know, that it was the ban on smoking.
In places.
So I gave a quite extensive sentence throughout the day. It was getting edited and edited down to me saying, "Yeah, I think it was a pretty good idea." I mean, it just we have a good legislation shorter and shorter throughout the day to the point where I probably just went, "Yeah."
Well, I remember when I was in high school, I wrote a letter to one of the radio stations about. Wanting to hear a friend of mine wanted to hear a song, and it was during Christmas time, and she was complaining. She's like, "Why can't they play this song during the Christmas season? Why does it just have to be right before Christmas Day?" Because when she called in to ask to hear it, they said, "It's not Christmas anymore. We're not playing that song." Probably because the DJs were sick of playing it. But I wrote in a letter to the paper and to the newspaper about the radio station. I was saying I wrote it to the radio station, but it was to the paper about the radio station. And when they edited it down, I swear I sounded like I just sounded right then, just completely crazy.
Right.
And when they called me, the radio station called me because this is how it all kind of goes in together. The DJ at the radio station in the morning was married to one of the reporters at the newspaper. And so he called my school because I said what school I went to and found my number and then called me and wanted to know if it's okay to talk. And he gave me the riot act. And I was like, "I didn't even say that. I said, this is what I said." And he's like, "Well, that's not what was in the paper." And I said, "Because when they edited it, they completely turned it around."
Yeah, you're going to believe me or the newspaper?
Well, probably the newspaper at that.
So, you know, it's, what you're saying is my articles don't have any substance. They probably said something else. You're probably right. Like I said, I mean, I don't want to be one of these people who just regurgitates news stories that I've read, because, you know, you can't always check the facts, but I tend to choose the ones that are interesting and sometimes funny and the ones that annoy you and depress you.
Like I don't know, the city being so hot that it set some man's body on fire and his skin.
Rest in soul. Why are you laughing?
Because it's just... I'm laughing at you.
All right, not the poor man.
No, I'm laughing at you.
Okay. I think we should move swiftly on. Seamlessly.
Shuffling.
Slither on to the next subject. Okay. I'll come back to some more news articles later. We'll have to choose title for this show because it just says TBA. It could stand for...
Because we have not talked about the title. We haven't talked about the subject.
I did. I sent that message soon.
But you haven't even discussed it yet. We have people in the queue waiting to talk about it.
Well, maybe you should put whey protein, hemp jar, and phones that turn into grenades, and it's hot. The title.
It's so hot.
Well, I was going to go on to, did you need to take another call, or what are we doing?
Well, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Let's take
before
another
I get
call.
Into
yeah, let's take another call. Let's take another caller. And remember, today's topic is the hemp cars and the water cars, if anybody wants to actually discuss the topic.
Whey protein or exercise, any exercise advice that you found works, you know, you want to share with other people, or
right.
paranormal or anything, you know, please let us know.
Yeah, just something that is, you know.
Yeah, don't make it boring. Something interesting.
Something interesting. Don't do like we do. Make it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take the caller at 570. This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, and listening to your show, it's been very interesting. I'm a first-time caller, and I'd like to see if you could give me a general reading on what's going on in my life.
Okay, well, we do sample readings, so if you actually have a direct question, that would probably be, more helpful to you.
Oh, okay. I'm new to this, so I'm a widow for the past 2 years, and... I finally let my husband go, and I think I overthink things too much. I'm in a relationship with the man, and it's going forward, but yet I keep sabotaging myself, and I can't understand why. I think I just overthink things too much.
What types of things do you see yourself doing to sabotage sabotage the relationship?
I guess I just don't believe the things he tells me. I was with my husband since I was 16 years old.
Right.
I was married 45 years, and my marriage was up and down. And I should have left the marriage long ago, but I stayed in it for the long haul. So in this relationship, everything is new to me. This is something, you know, that I never did in my life. And
right.
I know that he really cares for me, but yet I keep rethinking and rethinking it, and I don't know, is it because of my past marriage? Because I stayed in the marriage. It was ups and downs. I really should have left the marriage years ago, but I stayed in it for the long haul.
Right. I understand. No, I really do. I do. You know, I talk to all kinds of people with all kinds of situations every day, but I realize that you just have yours to deal with. Every day, and what you're doing, what you're actually doing, the best way that I can describe it to you is that you've got to remember that we have our experiences. Period. In life, we get our experiences. Whether or not you're with somebody since high school, you're going to have all your experiences with that one person. Or if you are someone that, you know, changes out and gets a new person, which kind of means that, like, if you've ever tried to start a car and it runs for a little bit and then it stops, you got to start it again, run a little bit and it stops. That's kind of what happens when we start relationships over. But one of the things that we hope is that when we start a new relationship is that we transcend one level to the next, and we don't have to have certain experiences anymore. But because you had this thing where you really feel like you'd hit a wall, and you had hit that wall for years, when you get into this new relationship, you're exactly where you were when the relationship with your husband stopped. Does that make sense?
That's true. That is really
okay.
True.
Okay. So basically, what you're doing now is you're trying to climb that wall, and the wall you're trying to climb is simply the wall of trust. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick spread to see if what he's doing if he's doing anything that's just keeping anything from you, if what you're feeling is actually your intuition, or if it's more of like your fear because you just never were able to transcend that wall of trust. Okay?
Right. I agree.
Hold on just a moment here. Hold on just a moment.
About a girl in a skirt, and that's what he said to me. I don't know how she got that skirt over her thighs.
And that's literally what he's asking. He's not asking, how can I get in her pants? He's literally wondering how the heck she got those on. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you're dealing with somebody who is right there with you. You're fine, girl. You're fine.
So then it is me.
Seriously.
I just have to learn not to overthink everything. I think because I just keep rethinking and rethinking, and he'll just say to me, he'll say, stop right now, stop.
Yeah.
And I meditate, and you know, my meditations are good. I just started into meditation after my husband passed to see why I stayed in that relationship for 45 years with the person that I wasn't madly in love with. But I guess it became a comfortable situation for me, and to tell you the truth, if he didn't pass, I probably still would have been with him. I never realized that.
You stayed in that relationship because you were supposed to. I mean, remember something. Remember, dear, everything that you did is because it was, quote, normal, unquote. Everything you did was what you were supposed to do. But the part of you that is the spiritual part, the part of you that asks questions, the part of you that actually knows something, and that's your soul, realize that it wasn't necessarily the right thing for you, but... if you ever study, and I don't want to, you know, get you too lost in what I'm saying, but if you ever study pre-agreements, or if you ever study like life contracts, which is something that we do.
Yes, I just was talking to somebody. A friend told me she had that life contract thing done, and she was trying to explain that to me.
Well, basically, there's deals that we strike with our companions, our spiritual companions or our soul companions before we get here. And if one of your deals was just to basically put up with it because you've already been through the process of not doing that, then that's what you did. And it's okay. I mean, you did what you were in theory supposed to do, and now you're trying something else. And remember, too, we have to be safe in this world. And even though you had issues with him, if he was keeping you safe, he did his duty.
Yes, he did. He was a good man in that way, of a good provider. And even when he passed, he made sure that I was financially okay. So I guess in a way he did love me, but yet he never showed it. And that was my whole issue of the marriage, where this man shows me his love, but yet I think, is it really true? Does he really love me? Is this really happening? Because I never had that with my husband of 45 years.
Well, remember, love is not just one thing. There's five ways that we express how we love. We express it through touch. We express it through quality time. We express it through services. We express it through reciprocation. And we also express it through gifts. And not everybody has all five at the same time. So if you were dealing with someone who had a hard time reciprocating and touching you, and you were dealing with somebody who did more of the services, and maybe that's it, you know what I mean? And the other four
right.
were just kind of left hanging there. You know, the ideal situation gives us a little bit of everything, but love is not how we feel. How we feel, we like people. We miss people. We pine for people. That's the stuff that a lot of us mistake for the feeling of love. And that's why some people, when they get to a place where they don't crave or desire or pine anymore, it's just down to duties and other things, and they start to lose the imagination. It doesn't mean your relationship isn't love. It just means that it's not about the fairy tale anymore, and it's actually about the business.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I understand.
A lot of us forget. We don't know that. And we're only on this coil for so long, and we get on this coil, so to speak, for only a short period of time. And when we come back again, we forget all of our lessons on purpose because there's something that our souls are trying to learn and experience. So remember, love is not just that passionate feeling. It's about keeping people actually safe and keeping people attached to the source, and it's so much more. But we love that touch. We love to be treated like we're little kittens or
right,
treated like
right.
babies.
The emotional
we need
part.
That. Yeah,
and
we
you
need
know,
that.
I know he does care for me because I feel it. I it's a different feeling, but it's just I guess it's just me. It's like I said, I think I overthink it. I think I should just let it go.
Yeah, just ride it. Just let it. Just
yeah,
jump
just
on
let it.
Just play
out.
Like you're
right.
a surfer. Just be a
right.
surfer and just ride the wave. Sometimes we just need to be the water. We don't need to be the boat.
Right.
Okay?
I think now that's what I'll think every time the negativity comes into my mind. I'll just picture myself on a surfboard.
Exactly. And just let yourself go. And that's how people really, really make it on the water. Okay?
Well, thank you for the information.
Well, thank you for
calling. I feel a lot better. I'm
going
to listen to the rest of your show. It's very interesting. I like all those little news reports. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hate saying goodbye to people because it always feels so awkward. Hello?
Yes, what are you saying? About it being a ride. I was thinking, ride the tiger. See his stripes, but you know he's clean. It reminded me that I was having a dream last night, and there was a tiger for some reason. Somebody owned a tiger. And I was like, yeah, and I started playing with it. It was tame, but, you know, it was all cool and stuff, but then, like, suddenly it, like, started to get a bit too, you know.
Tigerish?
What now?
It started getting a little tigerish?
Yeah.
Was it Priscilla?
That's right.
It was Priscilla.
Probably. Chewing on my arm.
Sometimes I'm scared so, she's going to come to life and then she's just going to eat my face off.
Maybe you should explain who Priscilla is.
Priscilla is...
Oh, I know. It could be something that's down the road.
Priscilla is my super big, humongous, giant tiger. And she is about... She's huge.
About 12 foot by 9.
Sure. So, she's about... Maybe five feet with her tail and everything. She's huge. She's stuffed.
She eating too much?
She's eating too many pilkins.
Now, I need to go on to this Henry Ford temp car.
Right.
All right. Henry Ford's first Model T was built to run on hemp gasoline, and the car itself was constructed from hemp. On his large estate, Ford was photographed among his hemp fields. The car, grown from the soil, had hemp plastic panels whose impact strength was 10 times stronger than steel. Rudolf Diesel, the inventor of the diesel engine, designed it to run on vegetable and seed oils like hemp. He actually ran the thing on peanut oil for the 1900 World's Fair. As an alternative to methanol, hemp has at least one glowing report. The plant produces up to four times more cellulose per acre than trees, and a hemp crop grows little quicker than a forest. Hemp grows like mad from border to border in America, so shortages are unlikely. And unlike petrol, unless we run out of soil, hemp is renewable. Growing and harvesting the stuff has much less environmental impact than procuring oil. Hemp fuel is biodegradable, so oil spills become fertilizer, not eco-catastrophes. Hemp oil does not contribute to sulfur dioxide air poisoning. Other noxious emissions like carbon monoxide and hydrocarbons are radically slashed by using biodiesel. Hemp fuel is non-toxic and only a mild skin irritant. Anybody who ever cleaned out an old carburetor with gasoline confirmed the same is not true for petrol. Growing hemp for fuel would be a tremendous boon for farmers and the agricultural industry, as opposed to people like, say, the Bush family. What?
That's actually in there.
And that's why hemp might not go anywhere as a fuel alternative. Oil interests are big and donate likewise to politicians, and selling a man on an idea that will cost him more than he'll benefit requires an amazingly skilled orator or a gun. Unfortunately, unless you're the federal government, gunpoint conversations are usually illegal. Ergo, PR is about the best bet right now. There are many people working hard on this front, including Hempcar and its intrepid crew. Currently getting up for a trans-American evangelism tour, the Hempcar plans to spread the good word of hemp fuel viability at stops in both US and Canada. Of course, hemp fuel may never take off. Might dry up like all those hemp crops left unattended after the feds banned their cultivation in the 1930s. When Henry Ford told the New York Times reporter that ethyl alcohol was the fuel of the future in 1925, he was expressing an opinion that was widely shared in the automotive industry. The fuel of the future is going to come from fruits like the sumac.
How do you spell it?
IT.
Okay.
You didn't understand that, did you?
No.
S-U-M-A-C-H.
IP.
You said, how do you spell it? And I said, IT. Anyway. Like fruits like the sumac out by the road, or from apples, weeds, sawdust, almost anything you said. There is fuel in every bit of vegetable matter that can be fermented. There's enough alcohol in 1 year's yield of an acre of potatoes to drive the machinery necessary to cultivate the fields for 100 years. Excuse me. Ford's optimistic phrasal of cellulose and crop-based ethyl alcohol fuel can be read in several ways. First, it can be seen as an oblique jab at a competitor. General Motors had come to considerable grief that summer of 1925 over another octane-boosting fuel called tetraethyl lead. And government officials had been quietly in touch with Ford engineers about alternatives to leaded gasoline additives. Secondly, by 1925, the American farms that Ford loved were facing an economic crisis that would later intensify with the Depression. Although the causes of the crisis were complex, one possible solution was seen in creating new markets for farm products. With Ford's financial political backing, the idea of opening up industrial markets for farmers would be translated into a broad movement for scientific research in agriculture that would be labeled farm chemistry. Anyway, why Henry's plans were delayed for more than half a century. Ethanol has been known as a fuel for many decades. Indeed, when Henry Ford designed the Model T, it was his expectation that ethanol made from renewable biological materials would be a major automobile fuel. However, gasoline emerged as the dominant transportation fuel in the early 20th century because of the ease of the operation of gasoline engines with materials then available for engine construction, a growing supply of cheaper petroleum from oil field discoveries, and intense lobbying by petroleum companies for the federal government to maintain steep alcohol taxes. Many bills proposing a national energy program that made use of America's vast agricultural resources were killed by smear campaigns launched by vested petroleum interests. One noteworthy claim was put forth by petrol companies that was the U.S. government plans robbed taxpayers to make farmers rich. I was saying here, because the hemp car was actually stronger than steel. Now, where's this bit here? There's actually a picture here of Ford swinging an axe into the plastic deck lid of a 1941 Ford with no result. The axe broke on the third swing, preventing further attempts. So it actually broke the axe trying to hit the car. The panels made out of hemp. Over in England, it's saccharine for sugar on the content. It's charcoal. Look there, I don't even understand what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. We'll just skip along here. Although its design takes advantage of the properties of plastics, the streamlined car does not differ greatly in appearance from its steel counterpart. The only steel in the handmade body is found in the tubular welded frame on which are mounted 14 plastic panels, 3/16 of an inch thick, composed of a mixture of farm crops and synthetic chemicals. The plastic is reported to withstand a blow 10 times as great as steel without denting. Even the windows and windshields are plastic. The total weight of the car is about 2,000 pounds, compared with 3,000 pounds for a steel automobile of the same size. Although no hint has been given as to when plastic cars may go into production, the experimental model is pictured as a step towards materialization of Henry Ford's belief that someday he would grow automobiles from the soil. When Henry Ford recently unveiled his plastic car, the results of 12 years of research, he gave the world a glimpse of the automobile of tomorrow. His tough panels, molded under hydraulic pressures of 1,500 pounds per square inch, and recipe the course for 70% of the cellulose fibers from wheat, straw, hemp, and sisal, from 30% resin binder. The only steel in the car is the chair, yeah, we know that. But, I mean, a lot of this information was from Popular Mechanics in 1941. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were expecting them to take off, but it didn't. And it wouldn't make sense to, but obviously there was powers in place to stop these cars from running on these things, you know, like fuel. I mean, if it's an alternative to fuel or even oil, there'd be such a catastrophic effect on...
Well, I mean, we know that. We know that, though. We know that. Because we know that, right, because we know that hemp is the answer to many
a lot of
medications,
yeah.
Fuels, cotton material, probably even it's probably even a great food source. I bet you could probably make great barbecue with it. You know what I mean? Tobacco, bless you. It's the answer to many things, and people having some sort of a monopoly or just even a whatever on, you know, those certain areas. I mean, you know. So it's just that's the problem. That's the problem.
Well, they say there haven't been any deaths from marijuana, but I don't know how they can actually confirm that, because
There could be some based upon you know, if somebody is not supposed to be using it because it's not a proper medication for that person, and they have anxiety to the point where, I mean, I think that it's anxiety that may cause people to fall out or, you know, some other conditions that go along with it, you know?
Well, I know there's something wrong somewhere. I don't know whether it was what it's mixed with, because somebody I know very well ate too much of cannabis once, but it was like the resin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up getting a voice in their head trying, telling them that they should kill themselves.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to use it. That's the paranoia. That's it's the fear and the loathing, so to speak. So I've been saying every single thing that anybody has ever said about you is true. Kill yourselves.
So they were battling to for about an hour with the two opposing thoughts, trying to stop themselves from doing it.
Right. And when you eat it, you can't eat anything to get yourself out of it, like if you smoke it.
That's it. And you can't puke up because
right.
There's hardly anything there for you to puke up.
Yeah.
said my friend. So even still, I mean, with that said, you know, I mean, how close they came to doing that. I'm not too sure whether the deaths are actually at zero. Bearing in mind whether, you know, regardless of whether they should have been taking it for or not, they were close to doing that, which would make me think anybody else has eaten too much. They may have decided to throw themselves off a building and that. So I don't know whether they can actually say zero deaths, but maybe they're talking about smoking and not.
Well, I've known people that have had to go in and have, I can't even remember what kind of shots they had to have, or I've known people that have even had to be put on, like they were given, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I almost want to say, like, Klonopin, and, you know what I mean, there's just things that they had to, you know, yeah. But but remember, it's a medicine. It's a medicine, and so if it's something that you're not needing to be medicated for, you're gonna have a side effect, just like you would have with anything else. Just like you could have strawberries or peanuts or anything.
So yeah, kids don't inject marijuana unless you need it. I don't know what you do with marijuana because. But anyway, I'll talk about some more news articles when we come back. I'm losing my voice. Just going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. We're going to take the caller to from 928.
666.
Hopefully they'll have some nice, interesting things to share. But we're going to be taking a little break for a few minutes. So. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Our topic today, we have several topics. We've been talking about hip cars, hip-powered cars. Hopefully we can talk about water-powered cars. We're also going to be talking about, or we've been talking about, rather, weight loss and, you know, just lots of interesting topics today. And when we get back, we're going to take the caller, like I said, from 928. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
was kind of abrupt, wasn't it?
Suddenly. By the way, just to clear things up,
yes.
I know that you don't inject marijuana.
I know that.
It's been silly. Because somebody in the chat room was starting to freak out. How do you not know what to do with marijuana? What the actual...
Well, they also said when the song started that that was their favorite song, so I think you were dealing with somebody that was quite facetious here.
Yes, somebody is. I know you don't inject marijuana. I guess that's what you call the art of trolling, and they just got trolled.
Right. Well, you know what? You can inject marijuana is the thing, but people traditionally don't do it because they usually smoke it.
Well, yeah. You could inject it if you want to. You can inject anything, really, if you really want to. Not
exactly.
That we advise it, of course.
No. You can take your marijuana pills, too, I suppose, if they prescribe them.
I know. Well, it's just somebody just popped in with the name Hallelujah. So it explains it all.
And they're spelling favorite with that obnoxious British U in the middle of it. Gaw. Oh, my goodness. Eden said to me the other day, you know, we're actually the original British accents. America actually has the original British accent. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said that she was always kind of bothered why you sound so different than her.
Normal people.
And so she has been asking questions, and she also did some research. And, I mean, some people may know this. People that study linguistics may actually know this. But the reason that people in England have the accent where you don't enunciate the R's, that's the way they – I think it's called the rota or the rota, something like that, is because – a lot of people during the past, not this century, but the past two centuries, for like the past 200-something years, have been, they started getting enunciation lessons to sound like royalty. Because royalty had that accent where they, you know, like that, you know, whatever. But anyway, but of course, you know, there's still other elements to the American accent. You know, there's people from other countries and that sort of thing. And if you go in different places in the States, of course, you know that people sound differently. Just like if you go in other places in England, people sound differently. But the Scottish and the Irish accent pretty much stay the same, as they always have. It's the British accent that has actually changed. So just be aware that you are pompous. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But it's actually, the British accent is the accent that's actually changed over the years.
I also do my research into that.
Do your research into it. Just ask, just Google how come Americans and British people sound different, and it'll tell you. It'll just say, you could even try, when did the American accent come to be? And it'll kind of explain that it always was. It's the British accent that's the one that's actually changed. So, anyway, let's take a caller. One of the things that we haven't talked about today, though, is the water power cars.
I don't know whether we get time to do that.
Yeah, we probably won't.
We should just call it hemp and hot.
Caller at 928, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering what you can pick up on the situation that's going on, like, right now with me and another person.
Okay. Why don't you share with us a little bit about your situation?
Could I just give you the person's name, then you guys can pick up on that, or?
Well, we're doing simple sample readings. If you want a real reading, you can look us up under Broken Earth Radio, and we can do a real reading for you. But if you have a simple question, dear, now is your time to get a free answer.
Okay. I'm wondering what happened to the plans for this weekend with a person named Dell, and if it was intentional.
Okay, so you want to know if, you mean the weekend you're talking about is the weekend that we just passed?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay, reciprocation, friendship. Soon you see. Okay, all right, now, honestly, it kind of looks like he was hanging out with some people, hanging out with some friends, and just didn't show up.
Yes, there was a reason why he was here.
Well, honestly, it just says that he was walking the fence about that anyway. And he ended up, there were lots of empty cups around him, which looks like he could have been partying, you know, just doing whatever he does with some friends.
Oh, no. I know for sure he wasn't partying. Like, I know where
okay.
he was. I'm just
okay.
wondering.
Now, there's one more way that this can be looked at here, because there's lots of empty cups around him. And the only other way I can look at this is that he may not have wanted to do whatever it was, because it says he was walking the fence, and these are issues. Another way I can define this card is basically that these are issues that he's just really doesn't want to deal with. And it says that quickly he was just kind of wrapped up in some other stuff. So if he wasn't partying, dear, it just looks like he may not have really wanted to do whatever it is that the plan was in the first place. So I don't know what you would rather hear, but basically what it boils down to is that it kind of seems like he wasn't really all into this anyway.
Okay, like why did he make plans then?
What did he tell you?
I haven't asked him. Like, that's the reason
okay.
why I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because it's really honestly
okay,
something
I guess
that you need to talk to him about, dear, because it looks like he's only half into this anyway.
Oh, no, we're not in a relationship. Like, that's not the thing. I'm wondering now, like, what's going to...
I'm telling you exactly what it says. It says he's only half in this anyway.
Okay. So what's going to become of the situation? Like, are things going to get... how can I say that? Like, ugly?
Well, I'm not necessarily seeing... Because I'm not seeing him in an ugly place right now.
The situation between, like, me and him, like, is it going to get worse? Is it going to get ugly? Is it going to get to the point where, yeah.
Well, you're really encroaching on something that needs a lot of time. Okay?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It honestly really does. But I'm going to tell you this. Let me tell you this, sweetheart. I do see you talking to him over, like, just the next couple of days.
I actually sent him a message today and basically
right.
kind of stating how I felt, because I'm a very
right.
honest person. And
right.
in that message, I kind of told him just to, you know, leave me alone, and, well, not necessarily in those words, but I was kind of more, I'm not sure if I can say it on the air, but anyway, I just told him to leave
okay.
me alone.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine, sweetie, and what I'm going to tell you is this. It looks like you probably will talk to him over the next couple of days, and in that, it kind of looks like he really doesn't want to discuss it, but if you dig it up, you guys can talk about it, but he's just letting it go.
Oh, no,
so
I basically don't want to talk about it, and that's what I've
Okay.
That's what I've explained to in the message. I basically told him, I don't want to hear his excuses, or I don't give a shit what he was doing, but, you know, he shouldn't have made plans with me in the first place if he wasn't going to show up. And I've also explained to him I never, like, kind of just leave me alone. So that's the reason why I'm asking you, like, is he going to, you know,
Not going to get ugly. It's not going to get ugly at all. It looks like he's just letting it chill, just letting it ride. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's over for good, right? Like, no, nothing. Like, nothing's there.
If you don't push it, he won't push it.
No, I mean, why should I push it? Like, that's the ridiculous thing. Like, why? It's like, I've already said what I need to say. It's like, it's your fault. You fix it. Like, I don't know. He's just kind of, like, really sensitive and kind of like a wuss. Like, he runs away from problems. So I highly doubt, like, he would even speak to me. But, yeah.
Well, like I said before, if one of the ways that we need to decode what happened is actually not that he was partying. Another way that we can look at this is that because it was the Ten of Cups, when it's upside down, can represent things that are a mess or all over the place, like issues that are so big they're not really fixable. So you might really be dealing with someone if this behavior is not actually an addictive type behavior. You're just dealing with somebody that may sometimes do things and not really, when it comes down to it, he doesn't want to do it anymore. And since you don't want to deal with somebody who's wishy-washy, let it go. Let it go.
Oh, no, I understand why. Like, he was here for a reason. Like, there's an obligation he had to do, and he was here for two days, and that's the reason why he was here. But I'm wondering, like, why would you make plans with me if you weren't going to come through with it? Like, the least you could have did is, like, pick up the phone.
Well, I'm not saying that he was lying to you. I'm just saying that he just, you know, the other stuff just kind of took over. And remember, it says that he was walking the fence about it anyway. So which can mean that he either necessarily didn't want to be there, or he was questioning whether or not he could actually go hang out with you. But he did make plans, and he just left you hanging. And so, but he's not going to talk about it if you don't talk about it. So this doesn't happen.
I've already said what I need to say, and that's basically to F off. And, you know, if you want to explain what happened, then yeah, you can do that. But I'm not, as far as me trying to communicate with him, like, no, I've already said what I need to say. And at this point, I'm just wondering, is he going to, I guess, get ugly with it, or, you know, whatever.
He's not gonna push it anymore.
Okay. All right.
All right, dear. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Are you welcome? Jesus Christ.
Well, we got 12 minutes left of the show.
Well, that was a difficult reading.
Well, I mean, She's got to work some things out. She's got to talk some things to him. I mean, she just needs to talk to him about it, and it just kind of seems like he doesn't want to talk. And so that's the answer. That's just simply the answer. But sometimes we need closure.
Well, the fact that, you know, she didn't even thank you for the reading, it's just like a slap in the face. Pisses me off.
Well, it's all right.
Anyway, let's get on to this other article here. A mother received a barrage of abusive texts after complaining about her faulty sofa. Natalie Day of Peterhead in Aberdeenshire claims the manager of the firm she bought the couch from threatened to add her photo and contact details to an online escort site, break the windows of her house, and beat up her boyfriend. The 26-year-old's nightmare began when she took delivery of the £499 piece of furniture at 4 a.m. one morning, only to find it was missing the legs.
500 pounds?
Yeah. What? So?
That's huge piece of furniture.
500 British pounds.
Oh, I thought you meant, like...
When she complained to the manager of the Huddersfield firm involved, Equinox Retail, she then started receiving the abusive messages. One text read, "You look like some fat tub of lard, but it doesn't matter. We still have 24 orders going out. Have fun scratching your floor." You're just an address to me, nothing else. I personally hate ugly little rats, especially fat, overweight ones with no career or intelligence. Your boyfriend looks like something out of a horror show. I dread to think what your kids will turn up. I won't read anymore, but...
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Going on and on and...
So whatever you do, don't go and buy a sofa from Equinox Retail in Huddersfield.
Because you'll get cussed out. Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely crazy. Oh, my goodness.
So.
Well, anyway, what are we going to talk about next week?
That's a good question. What's happening next week? Where am I? I'm not sure yet. I mean, you know, I don't want to say I'm not sure. Let's make it sound like no one prepared. So maybe it's best you don't ask me.
Okay. Let's take it. Let's. Okay. It never happened. There you go.
Did want to actually talk about Bigfoot at some point. Maybe.
Haven't we talked about Bigfoot before?
So, no. I mean, I brought it up the other week, you know. But, maybe we should stop doing readings.
Okay.
Maybe. Just to consider it. You know what I mean?
I actually knew you were going to bring that up. I knew you were going to say that. Dun, dun, dun. Earlier today I said he's going to say that we're not going to do readings anymore on the show.
Well, you know, I understand to do. You ain't got a problem with it. But you know, the problem I have, well, I guess I do have a problem with it. I haven't, but I mean, after recently, it started to grate on me a bit that, you know, for example, the last caller just kind of grunted at the end and didn't say thanks for your time because it had turned into quite a long reading. It must have been over 10 minutes or more. And you were doing your best, and I don't think you explained it very well. But anyway, she was starting to get a bit argumentative, I think. But anyway. Not only that, yeah, people, you know, I'd like to think people listen to the show and a lot of people just pop in and have no idea what we're talking about. They're probably not listening to the show and they just get a read and then disappear again straight after the show, so they just want to take, you know, and leave.
Right.
Well, know what I mean? Which I don't think is very fair, really, on you.
Well, it's something we'll have to think about. Some shows are better than others. Or maybe we'll just have shows that are specifically for readings and other shows that are, and other shows that are about topic.
Right.
Because in the very beginning we tried doing readings and at the end I was just like, I couldn't even work because I was so worn out because it was like 20 readings in 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. That's it does take it out of you. That's why we dropped it down to three, because it's a lot of your time and effort. And, you know, you do get people who appreciate it. And
yeah, there's some great. Most of the people are awesome, and then there's just some people that are. Remember, people are only as. We get frustrated as human beings, we get frustrated with issues and. You know, the last person, you know, she was basically stood up and was hurt about that. I mean, there are guys out there that do make plans and just don't show up. And all they had to do was call, you know. And they don't call sometimes because they either don't expect that happened or, like I was really feeling in the first place, they were drunk. But she insisted that he wasn't. But I really... feel like he was. So it was just...
I don't understand why she was asking questions that she already knew the answer to.
Well, it's just... And she'd already resolved it in her own way. you know. And I just think that she's still bothered by it. She needed some kind
of
closure. Of
course, yeah, and stuff.
She's not going to get it from him. He's not going to give her any closure. He's not going to talk about the subject anymore. And so that, you know, feeling like you're not important to somebody, it hurts. It does hurt.
But, something I'll have to think about. It'd be interesting to say, you know, their readings this show and see how many listeners we get.
We
get zero listeners without any readings. Then we know that people are just here for the readings, and maybe that should be the end of it.
Well, we'll see.
But, yeah, we'll... So it would be nice to get more people to contribute more to the subject, because, like I said, 99 times out of 100, they just want to read it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But unfortunately,
a lot of shows.
Yeah, like Annette and stuff like that, you can't
call
up. But.
Well, there's a lot of people on that listen to the radio.
Yeah, well, aren't they phoning up?
I don't know.
Phoning up. I was only kidding, because it's an archive and we're not live.
Right. Well, that's true. A lot of people listen to an archive, but there's tons of people, honestly, that listen to Blog Talk Radio and have. And it might be because we're only on once a week, but honestly, that's enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of the archive listens. You know, obviously, we get a lot of them from a lot of our listens from them, but it'd be nice to get some feedback if anybody's. Interested in giving us some feedback and
please give us feedback
about what they think, you know.
You can get in touch with us on Broken Earth radio show Facebook. We also have a link to the regular site or Psychic Nunu on Facebook as well. Or if you want to get in touch with Bill, you can get in touch with him at BillDoyle@live.com.
Yeah, if you're thinking I'm moaning too much, send me an email, I'll tell him to shut up.
You better not tell you to shut up. I can't even tell you to shut up.
That's right. You better not.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, so why don't we close the show out properly since we can. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, they are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, There's still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.